This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
A lot is on the table as far as your money and the economic concerns, and that's all that. And there's a new movement, as I'm sure you've heard, across the country called the Tea Party Movement. Well, it has pretty strong local representation, and it's a pleasure to be joined by I'll get the correct title. It's either the president or chairperson of the Jefferson Area Tea Party. So, Carol, I'm going to let you correct me. Which one should we pick?
Technically, I'm the chairman, although I have to admit, personally, I fumble with, is it chairwoman, chairperson? I don't know what the politically correct term is, but chairman will be just fine.
All right. You can just say, I'm Carol Thorpe, and I run it.
There you go.
Carol Thorpe with the Jefferson Area Tea Party is with us. All right. Couple things, Carol. Let's get started. How was yesterday? You guys had an event. I think it was, as you were talking with our colleague Rob Schilling a little earlier today, dare we say it was interesting?
Oh, they're always interesting. we really had a fabulous day, and this was the first anniversary event of the Jefferson Area Tea Party. We had a tax day tea party last year at the Charlottesville Amphitheater, and I believe somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 patriots showed up for that event. I among them. In fact, that was the first contact I had with any Tea Party group was last year. So this was our one-year anniversary in terms of events. We held it at the Bradley T. Arms Post Office, which is the main post office in Charlottesville on Seminole Boulevard, a much more intimate event than last year. We couldn't possibly have accommodated over 1,000 people, so I tried to strategically advertise it so that we'd have a good turnout, but that we wouldn't overwhelm the post office and basically shut it down, because we knew that people were wanting to come in and file their tax forms and such. So by my estimate, we had about 200 to 250 people. We had an outdoor rally at the front of the post office. We had scheduled speakers, and we also had several free speech sessions with a bullhorn, and we had a Tea Party sign contest from 4 to 6, and then we moved over to the Golden Corral restaurant, where we had a Dutch Street dinner, and we had additional speaker there. So it was a great event. As always with us, we had exemplary behavior by all the people that are known to us and members of our group. As you know from Rob, however, we did have one or two folks show up that are that was the interesting part of the afternoon, let's just say.
Carol Thorpe is with us, chairperson of the Jefferson Area Tea Party. Why do you think, Carol, for the folks that did come that were a little unruly, and even when the rhetoric that we have flying back and forth in our country, people kind of react so strongly to you guys?
Well, I mean, these are unusually heightened times, I think. There's a lot on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I really think this is coming down to what direction do we want America to go into.
Mm.
And many of us with the Tea Party feel that not only are we heading in the wrong direction, and we were feeling that way even under President Bush to some degree, with TARP, with the Patriot Act, the freewheeling spending. But I will say that under President Obama's administration, pretty much after he was inaugurated, if you think of an automobile, he just put the foot on the pedal. And suddenly we had bank bailouts and car company bailouts, and you had Fannie and Freddie, and you had the government getting into every aspect of American life that they could. And then when you talk about the health care situation, cap and trade, it's for someone who's been in office now for a little over a year, this is an exceptionally fast occurrence, and I think it's just head spinning for the American people. And they're scared for themselves, they're scared for their livelihoods, for their children's and their grandchildren's future. And really, that's been the impetus for the Tea Party's foundation and formation, and us taking to the street. And we feel as if our representatives are not listening to us, particularly where the health care vote was concerned. And so we're at the point where folks like me, I'm a stay-at-home mom, I have a special needs child, was living my life, being a good citizen, voting when I needed to vote. But I felt compelled to look at my country and say, this is heading in a direction that I can no longer just sit and watch it and discuss it and vote occasionally. I have to get more involved.
Mm-hmm. We always encourage civic engagement, and we applaud that. We're talking with Jefferson Area Tea Party Chairperson Carol Thorpe, who's been kind enough to join us here in Charlottesville right now at 5:13. Carol, have you encountered people from from parties here locally? But I tend to think that maybe a lot of libertarians might be attracted to you as well because of their views towards government, indeed. But Have you seen people kind of get fed up with the normal process of the two-party system that have joined your movement?
Well, I think they see the two-party system as having broken down. You know, to me, it's a giant ping-pong match. It goes from the Republicans to the Democrats, from the Democrats to the Republicans. You know, when one's not in power, the other one is. And I think we're at the point now where the parties are almost content to realize that there's going to be times when they're out of power and times when they're not. And so I tend to think of Republicans and Democrats, I lump them together as the incumbent party, the party in power. And they know that their turn is coming. The people that are attracted to the Tea Party movement here in Charlottesville, and I can tell you that I'm a lifelong independent. I'd never registered Republican or Democrat. I always picked my candidates based on their views and their platform and their character, and I have voted for Democrats and voted for Republicans. We have a number of independents in the Tea Party movement. We certainly have some disenchanted Republicans. We have some Blue Dog Democrats, a good number of Libertarians. So we don't really care what political bent you come from, so long as you are in agreement with the core principles of the Tea Party, which for us primarily are limited government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, free enterprise, constitutional governance, and personal liberty based on personal responsibility. If you believe in those core values of the Tea Party, and there are, of course, some side issues that we also lean toward, we're primarily conservative, but if that's what rings your bell, then the Tea Party is where you need to be.
Carol Thorpe, chairperson of the Jefferson Area Tea Party, is with us here at 5:15 on News Radio 1070. It's a great segue, Carol, because I wanted to ask you, you know, we were talking with Dottie Lynch, political consultant, about President Obama. She works for CBS, and she said, well, the administration's response to tea parties across the country is to kind of just let them do their thing, thinking that they'll be perceived as this kind of fringe entity far to the right. And so based on what you just said, would you address, do you think that there are some myths, that being that it's all Republicans, about the Tea Party?
Well, let me address one myth right off the bat, and that is something of what you just said, that the perception is the government is simply letting the Tea Party be. We are of the belief that the Tea Party is under daily assault from the White House. Certainly the president has been quite dismissive and humorous and sometimes insulting in his comments about the Tea Party. Robert Gibbs, who's the press secretary for the White House, certainly he's had no shortage of things to say. And I believe that, you know, to some degree with their influence to the media, that has shaped the Tea Party story, because the media was quite favorable toward President Obama, and I'm sure want to remain in his good graces since he is the president. And so their coverage of us, particularly the mainstream media, has really fueled this perception of the Tea Party as being, I don't know, toothless, ignorant, racist. It's really terrible because, as I said, the majority of the Tea Party people are hardworking, honest Americans who just want the government off their back to let them live their lives and be productive citizens. Sure, there's some people on the fringe, but there are people on the fringe of every organization, and I'm sure that the Democrats, for example, would want no more to have to answer for every person from Code Pink or MoveOn.org. We have folks that come to our public events. We have no control over them. They're not necessarily Tea Party members. But the media will, if there's a sea of 100 signs and 99 of them are respectful and to a good political point, they will focus on that one sign from that fringe person with an insulting, image or saying. And look, we don't condone that whatsoever. If you have a good political argument, make the argument intelligently. Don't resort to name calling, to racist comments, to anything of a negative nature like that. But we're working hard at the Tea Party. I think the more people see us, as they did yesterday in front of the post office, we're out in the public. We have public meetings to come to get to know us, to come and listen to what we're talking about. And over time, the American people recently have had a poll where, I mean, they agree more with the Tea Party than they do with the current administration. So the message is getting there. We're having to fight upstream because we don't have the media quite on our side yet, but it's getting there.
Let's go to the phone lines at 977-1070. And Chris has been kind enough to be patient. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you all doing today?
Good, sir. Go right ahead. You're on the program.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was hearing you talking, and I have been busy, wasn't able to get out of my job in order to attend yesterday's event, but my heart is pretty squarely set in this movement. And I think that the thing that I'm hoping for that comes out of this is that people in our country will look up, get their head away from the ground, and look at the press in this country and realize that it would be really nice if our mainstream media would just put a big D in front of their names to let everybody know, you know, these are biased people. They should be just out in the open. You know, okay, we're on the left. This is the way we believe. This is what we're going to expound. This is what we're going to promote. And then the people on the right get their news agencies and put a big R or whatever in front of theirs and let everybody know, look, we're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Because that's really why I'm in this movement, is because the press is trying to pull the wool over my eyes. They're trying to fool me, and they're trying to give me a perception of what this country is, what's happening in this country, only from their point of view, and I can't accept it. I haven't been accepting it for over 20 years.
Well, I can certainly appreciate that, and that's something that I hear quite often. You know, there's a saying in America in particular, follow the money. You know, all of these news outlets are owned by giant corporations, and they have their fingers in more than one pie. They're certainly in the media. In the case of NBC, you know, they're owned by GE Universal. Well, GE Universal is also the major producer of wind turbines in America. And so as a corporation, follow the money. You know, they have a stake in this cap and trade. They have a stake in the fact that they're going to make a ton of money if part of our energy problem is solved with the production of these wind turbines. So naturally, they're going to use the media wing of their corporation, which is NBC and MSNBC, to promote the whole global warming and green movement.
Right.
You know, and as you say, this is the deception. You know, someone looks at that particular young person, and all they see is, well, of course, I want to save the planet. You know, none of us want to, want to do anything that's going to permanently damage this. We're supposed to be good stewards of the earth and not polluting. And so it's packaged in a very slick and very attractive way that most reasonable people won't disagree with on the surface until you get into the science of it. And then when you have questions with that, and then you look at what the motivation of a network would be to so heavily promote something like this. So, yes, I agree. I like it when people are straightforward. I shoot straight from the hip with people, and I wish the media would do the same. And as you say, at least if they're going to be heavily progressive, heavily liberal, call yourself what you are. You know, let the people know what your stand is. Something like MSNBC, I don't see how anybody can turn that station on and not just see it. You only have to listen to it for 10 minutes to know exactly
what the violence.
But let me encourage you, please, with the Tea Party, we have, I know yesterday's event was tough for people because they were working, and that's why we had the evening dinner as well. But the fourth Thursday of every month, we have a general Tea Party meeting that's open to the public. This month it will be next Thursday, which is April 22nd, starting at 6 o'clock at the Forest Lakes Arby's. That's
okay.
The Arby's that Tom Sloniker has up there in Forest Lakes Shopping Center. We'll be there from 6 to 7:30, and we always, we have conversation. It's a social time. We have political discussion. We usually have a speaker or some sort of item of interest that's going on. So that's open to the general public. And, in fact, next week we're going to be having a few of the GOP candidates coming in to talk to us about the upcoming primary and their desire to unseat Tom Perriello and what they're going to bring to the table. They'll be answering questions in an intimate situation. So I invite you, if Thursdays can work out for you once a month, to pop by and come to a meeting and see if it's if it's a place for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
What you're
thank
doing.
You for calling.
Hey, Chris, appreciate the call, my friend. Take care. All right. That's Chris online, too. Before I let you go, Carolyn, we really appreciate the time. Carol Thorpe, chairperson of the Jefferson Area Tea Party. This is the question that keeps popping up in the back of my head. Any of the local politicians dialogue with you, reach out to you guys, empathize with what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, they do. Now that we have seven candidates that are running for the GOP primary, I organized and the Tea Party hosted in January a debate form with all of the candidates running shy of Robert Hurt. He declined to participate. But, you know, my attitude as being the chairman, and this, I get asked this all the time, you know, are we going to endorse anybody when it comes to the primary? Are we going to pick a candidate and try to help push them over the finish line? And I know some of the other Tea Parties in the district have already said they're going to endorse someone or they've already made endorsements. My attitude is the American people and the citizens of our district are smart enough, intelligent enough, and wise enough, given the information, to make their own decision on who they want to vote for. They don't need me as chairperson or the Tea Party to point out a candidate and say, vote for that guy or vote for that gal. We're not going to do that. We're going to educate. We're going to make the candidates available. You know, certainly they have approached us in terms of, you know, wanting to associate themselves with the Tea Party because as conservatives they do share quite a bit of similar views with us. But at the end of the day, you know, I want the Tea Party to be an organization that doesn't endorse candidates. We're not for the candidates. We are for the citizens. We're for the voters. And as far as I'm concerned, I think all the people that are running are decent, good people, good conservatives, and, you know, let the games begin. Let them get their – give them a fair shot at the nomination, and we'll go from there. So, no, we don't we do not give money to any political, you know, candidates. And I, as long as I'm, as you know, chair of the Tea Party, we're not going to do that. Any money that we take in is for things like, you know, renting venues and organizational expenses. But if you make a donation to the Tea Party in Charlottesville, that's what the money will go for paying for events like yesterday. And as I said, we don't get involved with any one particular candidate.
All right. There you go. Carol Thorpe, chairperson of the Jefferson Area Tea Party. Carol, it's Friday. You got a lot going on as a mom. Thanks for taking some time to be with us today.
Thank you. And as a mom of an autistic child, let me thank you very much. I understand you're going to be running for the 5K run for VIA tomorrow.
You got it. Love
my
Kate.
He's actually a student in the county special ed program, but the fact that you're doing that to benefit autistic children, I think, is wonderful. So God bless you, and good luck with the race tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's hope I don't pass out.
Oh, no, you'll be fine.
Carol, have a great weekend.
Okay? Thanks again. You too.
Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.